The death of my servant did not come as a surprise to me, says the Lord. For years I have been preparing you, and I have been wooing you, and I have been discipling you to come up higher, to come into a place in a realm of the Spirit where you can walk in greater power and in a greater place. So yes, my servant has left the earth, and it is time for you to recognize that there's an opening for you to step into. For some have admired and watched and looked at the gift and the office that I placed among you, and they've oohed and been mesmerized by the miracles and the things that I've done, but you dare not touch it because you placed it somewhere it didn't belong. But the Lord says, now, I did not cause this, and I did not remove him, but I did open up the door and received into my habitation my servant, my son. And there is left an opening for some that would not have ever entered into because of the place that they put this in their hearts. And I'm telling you, I don't operate like that in the earth. When I have an office, when I have a calling, when I have an anointing that I'm flowing through, and you want to honor that, you honor what I'm bringing through them and receive, because there are many who would never be able to walk where they're going to walk had they not received the anointing and the grace that I was pouring out. And now is a time to understand that that anointing and that power and that calling, that gifting, is not to stand from a distance and admire, but is there for you to receive all that I'm pouring through it and to walk in the fullness of the calling that I've put in you. And you'll see that as this transition continues on, my Spirit will come and blow upon you and encourage you and help you to walk into the next phase that I have for you. But know this, there must be adjustments made. Individually, to come into alignment with what I have always desired. Corporately, to come into alignment for what I have always desired. So I caution you this day, don't get haughty. Don't believe that you've received more than anyone else. Don't stand in a place that you judge your brother and say, they aren't where I'm at. But be open, because you'll see that I'm making adjustments in each and every one. And it's up to you to hear me. Not your brother, not your sister. But it's up to you to hear me and to connect where I tell you to connect. And allow me to finish this foundation, so that I can launch you into what I really desire for this place. But do not take lightly the warning, my Spirit. Adjustments must be made.